I cannot live without my BS line. What is this? I turn until Monday. I cannot live without my BS line. And you tell me you are not making a tape. What is this? I'm sick and disgusted. Besides having to work on a holiday, I get no BS line. I don't know how you're going to work this one out. Otherwise, I think I'll live. I might live. Maybe.
Hello, Orange County and beyond. Whether it be morning, afternoon, evening, or late night, you've reached the BS line at 964-2395. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again here to another week at the BS Line Studios. This is Stanley Happy, the Dwarf Kime.
And this is Biff S. Jones, Emperor of the Universe.
Hey, we've had a wonderful week here this past week. You know, the reason we didn't make a tape last week was simply Santa and Biff were busy people here. I was up in the mountains taking a little vacation, and where were you, Biff?
I was somewhere else, you nosy little Santa.
Oh, now. Hey, if you want to leave input here at the BS line, you can do that by dialing 964-2396.
Those electric mosquitoes are back.
They are. And what about writing to P.O. Box?
Oh, you could write to us and the electric mosquitoes at 962. No, that's our number.
No. I already took care of that, Biff. Come on now. Put that right now.
P.O. Box. It's been such a long time. P.O. Box 67. What is it?
My God.
I don't write it.
Okay.
What is 6719.
Now get out of here. I'll take care of this.
No, I can't get this. 6792.
Well, you're close.
6792.
PO Box 6792.
Huntington Beach, California. 92615.
There you go. All right. Well, I'm right. So proud of you, Biff. I'm speechless.
Boy, that's embarrassing.
You bet.
It's like forgetting your best friend's birthday or something.
Oh, my God. Guess what, you guys? We're going to be announcing the time, date, and place of the party once again. And who knows? It may be canceled, but hopefully it won't be. No, seriously, it will not be canceled this time. But
yeah,
the RD Awards are coming up. Ooh. Y'all get excited about those. Further information on that later on the tape.
Oh, we're waiting.
Yeah, but let's get
They're
on with
it. They're waiting. I'm not waiting. I already know what it is.
Yeah. Well, how about let's get on with this week's input.
Not right yet. Let's listen to some more of the song.
Okay.
idea for you to do. Why don't you, instead of having phone aid, have something for aid, like you could call it aid, and have it the money sent to some laboratories or something, and just help the scientists find a cure for AIDS.
Yes, hi, this is Ashley from Newport Beach. And I have some comments for this week. Okay, to the gym rat. Okay, the reason that my parents had me because I wasn't a child out of incest or abuse or rape, and so therefore they wanted to have a child, and there was no need for an abortion. So I can't tell you how I would feel about if my mom had an abortion when I was with her. But anyways, to Bob 213, Bob, you see, the reason I took it so seriously is because you have kind of a certain way of bugging people. Like, I talked to you one time, let me tell you, you heard me, and I talked to you two times, and you asked for my phone number, you asked me to go out for coffee with you. You are twice my age. Sorry there, big guy, but, and also to the gym rat, your comments are super neat and everything, you know, about how you call up and just say that you and the female sex worker just, you know, do a rowdy sex and everything. That's really cool and everything, but... And to the captain and Neil, the death penalty, well, I think that I'm all for the death penalty, because if someone takes another person's life, they have every right to be shot. And I just think that cutting off someone's hand or foot or something like that, in other countries sometimes, they don't have, I would say that if we were going to do that, which I don't think would be a good idea, but you would have to be 100% sure that someone committed a crime, because there have been numerous occasions where people have been stuck in prison and it wasn't even, you know, the crime. They didn't even commit the crime. I mean, like, this is awfully very awesome.
Hi, this is Todd, and I'm calling you this time. And this is to the Captain and Neil. You know, about the death penalty. Some, you know, it's a good idea, you know, but still, sometimes, you know, killing somebody for killing somebody else is just like murder. I mean, it's murder itself. You know, I mean, that's, it's kind of, you know, it's good, you know, to put somebody away, but not to kill them. You know, because, I mean, when you kill somebody, then, like, say you kill somebody, then you go to trial, you know, and all that, then you have to go, you know, like to the gas chamber or electric chair and all that. And then the person who, you know, turns on the gas chamber or the electric chair is killing somebody too. So why don't they go to jail or prison, you know, or get killed, you know, so the electric chair. And using animals in tests, you know, that, I mean, would you rather have them use animals or use human beings, you know, for trying to find like a cure for cancer or something. And about the abortion, you know, that is a human being in there. He is, or she is alive. I mean, like, they do, you know, blink, they see, you know, even though there's not much to see in there. And about, you know, fags and all that, or, excuse me, homosexuals on all those comment lines, there are different comment lines. There's, 775-5500. 491-3580, 491-3581, and 521-1119. Now that, let's talk to y'all later. It's been Todd from Texas. Bye-bye.
Hey, hi, Biff. Hi, Santa. This is George, Penelope. I don't have your number, but you can leave it on Kingfish's 539-1605 number at the end of the tape. Anyway, this is DeBarbara. Barbara, yes, I, too, have read Real Naked Lunch, a book which I enjoyed very, very much. In any event, since I don't have a copy of the book, maybe it would be a good idea for you, Barbara, to read us that famous passage. Yes, read that famous passage onto the tape where they hang Johnny, and see if the rest of the BS callers appreciate that as much as you and I certainly must do.
Hi. Barbara Hucklin Munster. First, I want to say, too, God, I really hate Mondays. Yes, I didn't hear you ask me before, but it was Origin of the Consciousness on the Bicameral Mind by Julian James, and wasn't it good? And I want to correct myself for saying William S. Burroughs, The Naked Lunch, was written by William S. Burroughs, but the Tarzan books are written by Edgar Rice Burroughs. I'm wondering if Candy from Anaheim's dad was a teacher. I think I used to talk to her many, many years ago, and her dad was a teacher. If it's the same Candy, and no wonder she didn't tell you how many years ago. Oh, Candy, we're getting old. and I want to say, Santa, you didn't say what I was afraid of. I told you I'm afraid of my greatest fear is of a relative dying, something like that. Not that I'm afraid of it, but that would be terrible. And I said I'm afraid of Floyd on Second City TV because he's pretty scary. And I loved Paul Mack's little Beatrice on Bob 213. I thought it was great. I think it was long overdue. I think we ought to have a weekly one. I left something very not very nice on a party line, and Bert had the good graces not to put it. But I think it was right up there with Paul's. Anyhow, that's all I have to say, but happy trails, and I think I'm going to say hasta. I miss my Planet Buster Biff. God, I miss him so much. I can't wait to see him. Not that Santa, you did a wonderful job. Happy trails.
Here is the third annual Artie Awards nomination wrap-up. In the category of Best Male Caller for 1984, the nominees are Bob 213, Mickey's Pal, Mike Wolfman Jack, Purple Pie Man, and Sleazeback Leader's Best Friend. The nominees for Best Female Caller are Felicia of Orange, Gypsy, Kahlua Kid, Karen Grateful Dead, and Mickey Canoga. For Best Comment Line, the nominees are The Clothesline at 714-898-4851, Nobody Home, which is now defunct, at 818-999-3000, Observatory at 818-702-0429, The Orange County Connection at 714-680-0894, and all the way in Pennsylvania, The Philly Connection at 215-271-8965. The nominees for Best Variety Entertainment Line are DBS at 818-984-0069, Feedback at 818-983-0000, Freaky Phone at 818-993-3466, The Movie Line at 818-761-3330, and Telefun at 818-882-9524. The nominees for Best Line Host are Bob Obb from Observatory, Jim Clothesline from The Clothesline, John OCC from the Orange County Connection, Nino from Telefun, and Paul Mack from The Movie Line. The nominees for Best Line Co-hosts are Brian Nobody Home from Nobody Home, Buona Muffin from Observatory, Cindy Telefun from Telefun, Dave Burbank from The Movie Line, and Sammy the Seal from the Orange County Connection. Many brand new entertainment lines sprung up last year, but only four remain faithful and dedicated to the telephone listening audience. And in our view, those nominees for Best Line Newcomer are the BS Line at 714-964-2395, Calcoms at 818-700-8500, the Party Line at 213-205-7980, and Radio 1 at 818-906-7800. Another brand new category added to this year's Artie Awards is the Hall of Fame. Those lines who've been around for a long, long time, many have gone down, but many still remain in the telephone audience memory. Our nominations for the Hall of Fame for this year's Artie Awards are Dual Phase, Feedback, Freaky Phone, Montage, and Sounding Board. Well, there you have it. All the best in telephone entertainment from 1984. All winners in our book, but only one in each category will be able to claim the title as the best. And to do that, they need your votes. So to participate in the balloting for the third annual Artie Awards, simply send your name and address to Artie, A-R-T-E, care of Telefun, Post Office Box 4081, Chatsworth, California, 91313. That's Artie, care of Telefun, Post Office Box 4081, Chatsworth, California, 91313. All names and addresses will remain confidential, and as soon as ballots are printed up, you will receive yours to cast your vote for the best of 1984 in the third annual Artie Awards, to be held March 30th, 1985 at a telephone near you. That's the third annual Artie Awards, March 30th, 1985 at a telephone near you.
Hey, I want to remind you guys that the deadline for balloting on the Artie Awards is March 15th, okay? So if you're going to vote, which I hope you are going to do, is March 15th. So keep that in mind and send out for those ballots, or leave your name and address on the input line at 964-2396, and we'll have an Artie ballot sent out to you.
Yes, this is Steve in Westminster. I haven't called in a while, but thought I'd get back. Just heard the tape. Whoever is attempting to pick on Bob 213, not good. I know Bob 213, talked to him more than a few times. But I also will stick up for him on anything. And I think he's right about whatever Snow White and Ashley and all these who age. But most of the women on the line have a thing about this. I don't know what's happened on the lines. There used to be some pretty open-minded women, but now I guess they've all disappeared. They're kind of closed. I mean, if somebody said something bad about you, that's another thing, but I don't think anybody has, at least on any of the tapes I've heard. I've never heard anybody other than other women chew out other women, but I've never heard a guy. But yet, when you run across some of these people on the lines, I'm not going to name names because you already know who you are. You play whatever games that you play. It would just be nice, I'll leave with this comment, it would just be nice to actually get a woman on the lines that is sincere and really knows what they're doing on the lines. Because otherwise, I think most of the women that call these lines are just around here to play games or whatever they're doing. So that's it.
Hello, everybody. Controversy. You know, God bless America. England did it with Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid. But now the Americans, we are the people. We had a lot of artists like Cyndi Lauper and Lionel Richie and a whole bunch of them are doing it. And now I heard there's a rumor that Canadian crowd are going to get together and do it too. I heard Anne Murray and Brian Adams and a whole bunch of the other ones were going to get together, maybe about another 20 artists are going to get together and do yet another song for Africa, and it looks like everybody's getting into it. God bless them. God bless everybody helping Ethiopia and everything. And also I heard a rumor that, these guys, I've been waiting for them to get into the act, but a bunch of country artists are going to finally do it too. I heard like a bunch of them are going to get together and America, stand up and do something, you know. And I like your idea, Santa Kine and Biff, about your line and getting everybody together and having everything go to Ethiopia, too. It's kind of an idea, isn't it? Maybe we should have, what would be better, actually, if you guys have a line party, right, somewhere and charge a few dollars admission to that party and everything goes to Ethiopia. Maybe somebody, to do something like that, huh? I mean, you're having a party. Think about it, you know? God bless them, man. Let's get together and help these starving individuals in Africa. Let's do something. Put a stop to it, you know, and feed the poor or something. Everybody get together and do something, you know. Time is coming, right? I'm proud of all these groups. Everybody go out and buy these records, please, you know. And the other group is called UA Africa or something. I think they do a... We are the people at UA Africa, United States of America for Africa or something. Get out there and get those records, man. Get them. It doesn't really cost that much, and it's a good cause. Okay, controversy going.
That's good to hear from all moments. And we've heard the wonderful new topic, well, for this line anyway, of abortion. Swell. Nothing new under the sun. If the child is not wanted, why should you force the mother or something? You should not have abortion. They should be eliminated. Why should they be allowed to live? Because they're going to be deprived anyway in life, right? So just eliminate it at conception. Conception does not mean it's a fully developed figure, though, does it? I guess it's over, what, 4 weeks, I believe, it's considered fully developed with hands and feet and eyes. These are functioning organisms. I like that word. It's not the right word. If a child is over 4 months, or the limit there, you know, when it's fully developed, then the mother should have the child. But then what does she do with it? If she didn't want it in the first place, adopted, right? Well, it's not that easy. Most people aren't qualified to adopt anyway. A child is not wanted from conception. That doesn't denote life, by the way. Just have it eliminated. What do they call a abortion in Czechoslovakia? A canceled check. Hey! Okay. Besides, who wants a child? Okay, back to that. It's not fully developed. I mean, you want webbed hands, closed eyelids, webbed feet? Come on. So it can breathe. Oh, what? So it's got a heart. Yeah, so? Does that mean it's a complete human being? What would it look like? It doesn't, you know, what is it? A heart does not mean life. Put a heart in a corpse. Put a heart in me. No. Put a heart in the corpse, and what does it come back? As nothing. It's just something that's beating. So what? It's not fully developed. So you think about it. Why do they have abortions in the first place? What was happening before that? Thinking? Well, you think a little harder. Anyway, this is the You-Know-Who from the You-Know-Where. And if you want to find out our new phone number, write to P.O. Box 102 Oak Cliff, Stanton, California, 90680. Let's keep the comments going on anything, you know. This is a comment line where ideas are exchanged, expressed. And let's come up with some original stuff. Why is the news sensationalistic? Why do they go into descriptive murders of the victims on TV? Why do they do that? And what should they do instead? Just say there was a murder and that's it.
Hi, Beth. Hi, Santa. And I just wanted to say to Dr. Dobie, the dwarf righteous, he was wondering if it's okay or what I thought about having stuffed animals as far as the teddy bears. I think it's really neat that a guy is sensitive enough to keep such items. Myself, I have 17 stuffed animals that were given to me by guys. Three of them were very special because they were given to me by very special men in my life, we'll put it that way. And I just think it's real neat. Yes, there is a hot tub marked Vice Emperor of the Universe, and he may use it anytime he wishes. And by the way, Santa, you haven't got to use yours yet. And, oh, Beth, I went up yesterday, and I noticed you used your hot tub, and you left something behind. Anyway, I guess that'll be all for this week. And this has been Candy from Planet Alpha. Love ya. Okay, this is Candy. Beth, I'm not going to leave you up in the air. Okay, I guess everybody out there is wondering what exactly Beth left behind. Yes, what would the Emperor leave behind? Well, I don't know exactly why you would leave this behind or why in the world you would be carrying something like this around, but you know that large, extremely large blue feather that you had, I repeat, had, it is now in my possession. I don't know why in the world you left in your tub. I can take one guess. Yes, I am an expert on feathers. So, I don't know why the Emperor would have his fancy tickled by a feather, but, well, I thought that was for us normal people, not an Emperor. Well, oh, well. Hey, Santa, do you have a feather, too? Just curious. Well, I guess that'll be it. I've kept you guys on this line a bit too long as it is, and I just can't wait. Be the in studio guest. We are going to have such fun. I have one more thing to say, Wolverine. I'm glad you got your planet. And I will be bopping on over to see you next week. Say hi, Barbara. Hi, Ashley. This has been Candy from Planet Alpha. Love ya.
Oh, Candy. Okay. I don't have a blue feather. I happen to have a green
pink feather.
I have a green and white feather. So, anyway, Biff.
Yeah, I'd like to declare what happened in the hot tub that led to the eventual leaving of one blue feather.
The reason I have an idea, but
you have an idea. But you're wrong. You weren't there.
You're right. But I have a very amazing imagination.
Amazing thing. And Candy, you may or may not believe this, but funniest thing happened. I was just
on the way to the hot tub.
No, I was in the hot tub.
Right.
And just hot tubbing it up, and when all of a sudden, with a noise that sort of sounded like a wet boot being dragged out of really, really wet mud. And can that be stopped, Santa? Can that be fixed?
Okay, go ahead.
But it sounded like a big noise, and this big blue ostrich appeared out of nowhere, seemingly.
Oh my gosh!
Into the hot tub, and was so embarrassed by the whole ordeal that it ran off and left one of the feathers floating there.
So that's
what
happened.
I didn't know what the deal was, so I didn't want to, I didn't know if there were some laws on Planet Alpha that, about leaving feathers around. So I figured I'd leave that for the proper authorities. And,
Yeah, very, very good.
Try to be a good citizen about these things, and and you get all these funny little innuendos flying about blue feathers and fancy tickling.
So I think we just discovered something interesting here.
Yes.
You're not only an emperor, but you're also a citizen, huh?
Well, okay. I made it up. It's my blue feather. Right.
Okay.
All right. You caught me.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Howdy, howdy, BS Flying Cars. The three of you are kind of weird. This is Music Lover, talking there. Still on my planet for the Sony. Always. I'd just like to say about the party. I'm getting more excited about finding out when the damn thing's going to actually be than going. Just kidding. All right. To Miss Iguana. I have some bad news for you. Yes, it was I who said that I knew of one person who called this line, who's a friend of Sarcastic Susie's. Well, that one person wasn't you. I'm not allowed to tell who that person is because the person wants to see if she can figure it out. And if the two of us have figured it out right, you should be able to figure it out too. But I'm not positive on that one, and you only think so. Okay. To Snow White, I'm going to get you. Wolverine, man, keep doing, that's good. If you get a chance, call me, that's the trouble I'm having. You can call me 2Wolverine if you want it, I guess. And to Mr. Bob 213, I ain't gonna rag on you like everybody else. I don't think I am, it may seem that way. Okay, maybe I will, no. Just drop the Christianity bit. I'd also like to say, that you really shouldn't have said that Ashley wasn't your friend. She wasn't actually putting you down. She wasn't yelling at you or anything. I mean, just because somebody gives you a bad comment doesn't mean they're not your friend. She was just saying what she thought of what you had said. Not every friend agrees with absolutely everything their friends say, if you know what I mean. I don't agree with everything all my friends say. I mean, and she was just telling you what she thought of what you said. But she's probably still your friend. I don't see why she wouldn't be. She just thought what you said was wrong. And I realize I shouldn't be talking for her. She can talk for herself. I consider her my friend, although I've never met her. And I sometimes stick up for my friends. Other times I don't. That's no way. Okay. Well, I guess that's all I gotta say. This is the Music Lover talking mirror saying, hope someday we get to go to the party at your Chesnik.
Okay, BS Line Callers, as we rapidly approach the end of Side 1, we are happy to announce
the party.
The BS Line Party, that's right, will be Saturday, March 22nd. You got that? Saturday, March 22nd It'll be at the Shakey's in Costa Mesa.
On Newport Boulevard.
Newport Boulevard. The time will be 7 o'clock. And
bring your blue feathers.
Yep, and here comes Sai too.